This week on the Chicago Beer Pass, Nick tells me all about his adventure out to Geneva for the Salamoth Beer Dinner, and we talk about all the events you can get to on the train. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Hey, and welcome back to the Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Nick White.
And it's episode 22.
Jeez.
Nick, last week we missed all like the good 21 legal jokes, and we weren't on our game. What happened?
Man, we're sucking at life, which is what we do, I guess, sometimes.
But we'll put all that in the past, and it's episode 22, so we got to move on and keep going. Keep drinking, right? This week, we're drinking some Monarch from Two Brothers. Springs in the air, possibly.
Spring is in the air until it snows again tomorrow, which is scheduled to do, yeah. On again, off again, man. But yeah, man, I'm glad we drink Two Brothers on the show because it's a brand that I don't really get around to as much as I want. And they're making some good stuff, man. They're available in six states, even available like in New York, man. So this is right. This is their white beer. It's 4.5%. It's a Belgian-style white beer.
Mm-hmm. I think it's one of my favorites of theirs. It's up there.
Yeah.
It's easy drinking. It's enjoyable. There's nothing wrong. It feels like it goes good with most foods.
Yeah. I know they focus on the classic styles, you know, like the French and Belgian-inspired styles. I know they got a pale ale, but their pale ale is called the Bitter End because they waited until the very last minute, but their distributor, the guys that, well, they owned a distributor.
They did.
But I think a lot of the sales folks were kind of telling them, hey, you need to make an American pale ale at some point.
Uh-huh.
And they really didn't want to, but then they did, and they named it the Bitter End.
Oh,
because they couldn't hold out anymore, yeah, which is funny.
That's a good story for the beer. I didn't know. I thought it was because it was bitter.
But yeah, they make good stuff, man. So this is it's basically just like the Hefeweizen beer, but it's got oats in it, so the mouth feels a little bit different, so it's a little creamier. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's super drinkable and very good, yeah.
Nice. We'll sip on this as we talk about this past week and what we made it to. Last week, you didn't make it to anything. This week, I didn't really make it to any events.
Yeah.
So let's hear about what you made it to.
All right. Sorry, man. Need to get my inhaler, man. It's spring, man. It's pollen in the air, man. Hey, so I went to one event. I went to the Salamoth Beer Dinner out at a place called Wildwood. Wildwood's a restaurant. They specialize in steaks, pastas, and seafood, right?
Okay.
So this is out in Geneva, Illinois. So I went out there, and this was a four-course dinner with beers from Salamoth. So it's right off the metro, which is nice. And this is basically on what's Main Street in Geneva. You get off the metro, and all these shops are lined up. And, you know, you walk down three, four windows, and then, you know, boom, Wildwood is right there. So I went to Wildwood and enjoyed a nice Salamoth beer dinner, man. It was cool. The first course, well, they start you with a reception beer. And the reception beer is like a full 12-ounce beer,
okay,
right?
Nice.
And then everything else is samples after that. So it was good. The first beer we had was Less Than Three, which is a Belgian red ale. And that was paired with some savory tarts. So, like, they were tarts, but they had, like, you know, mushroom and olive, and this one had one had mushroom and one had eggplant in it.
Okay.
You know, overall, I thought it was, you know, a great event because the beer was good and the food was good. I thought some of the pairings could have been a little bit more harmonic, I guess.
Okay.
Right. You know how sometimes, yeah. So like, for example, the best pairing of the night was Mean Old Grumpiness, or actually Mean Old Grumpus, which is their bourbon barrel aged stout.
Okay.
But it's not super big. It's like 8%. So that paired with the main dish, which was this Kona coffee rubbed braised brisket.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I see that working well together.
Yeah, so that was great. And, you know, and the dessert was great too, man. It was a barley wine with like some honey poached pear.
Okay. I feel like usually the dessert pairing's the easiest
one. Yeah,
the
dessert's the easiest one, yeah. But like for the first two, it was like, man, I'm really enjoying this beer and I'm really enjoying this food. But, you know, they had like a Flash Mob, which is their Belgian IPA. They paired that with the soup.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could taste the Belgian IPA a lot more than you could the soup, in my opinion. And it was the same thing for the first dish. So, I mean, everything was good. I wish the pairings were a little bit different.
Okay.
So the first two were a little bit off for me, but the second two were money.
Well, nice.
Yeah. So we learned all about, you know, like the Wildwood story. E. Hobbs from
Penrose.
From Penrose was there.
Nice.
Yeah. So the guys from Sean Neary is the guy's name. He invited us out to enjoy the dinner, and they're really cool guys, man. And they do. He said that his dad's space, Wildwood, has been in like Wine Spectator magazine. Like they've got this killer wine list, mm-hmm. and he insisted that his dad have a comparable beer selection to all the wine they had. So really, it's a younger generation kind of influencing.
How was the turnout for the event?
Turnout was great. They've got this this room in the back, which is kind of like their event center or event space for dining. So it was back there. I would say maybe six tables, maybe about 35, 40 people.
Oh, cool.
Something like that. So all the tables were full. And it was nice. You know, traditional beer dinner. So, you know, the chef gets up, talks about his dish. And then I think it was the bar manager from, or the brewery manager of Salamoth. She talked about most of the beer. And then a couple of the assistant brewers were there.
Oh, okay. Neat.
So.
Not bad. And then you... Since Hobbs was there, you went over to Penrose, right?
Man, so I'm like, well, Hobbs, what's going on with Penrose? Is it ready? He's like, why don't you come see for yourself? So then we go to Penrose, man. And this was, so overall, this was a great trip to Geneva, man. We take the Metro, you know, you get a six pack from Benny's.
Yeah, did you drink on the way down?
You know it, man.
Okay. All right.
So about it, we were kind of useless by the end. On the way home, we were kind of done. In fact, we knocked out like halfway through. But yeah, so we get to Penrose. So talking to E. Hobbs and Quarter's there. Quarter's got all this hair. When's he going to cut his hair? Quarter looks 12 with all that hair.
Okay.
But it was good to see him, man, because he was really happy and he was in his element. And you haven't seen Quarter brewing in forever.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You know, so we get to Penrose, and it's off this industrial park. And you go in, and we just started laughing because the place was huge. You know, like it's way bigger than I was expecting.
Like, yeah. Comparable to...
It's not as big as Rev.
Okay.
But it's
bigger than Half Acre?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's bigger than Half Acre. Bigger than Half Acre, smaller than Rev.
Okay, bigger than Breadbox.
Somewhere between Half Acre and Rev. It's bigger than Half Acre, smaller than Rev.
Okay.
So, yeah, so they got the tap room up front, and then they got the loading area, and then behind that, they got these huge 40-barrel tanks, and then behind that is the brew house. So it's sectioned off into like four.
Nice.
So the first thing I thought was, man, you could have some killer parties in here, man. You know, it's a massive space. So then he was saying how that wasn't their original place. Originally, they wanted to get a space right along the river that runs over there.
Oh, Fox River?
Fox River, yeah. Mm-hmm. They wanted to get a space over there, but that fell through. So they landed in this industrial park, and it looks really good. I'm really excited about when they open. So.
Oh, awesome. Did they say official date or anything yet?
No official date. But actually, they're tapping things in Geneva next week, next week. So there's like 9 accounts in Geneva. The first 9 accounts they signed up, and they're doing basically like a tap of the entire town.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. I'm sure we'll mention that event here in a few minutes.
Right. So that was great, man. I think the combination, you know, these guys are really putting Geneva, you know, on the map. You know, he mentioned a spot, and it's one of the stops on the tour next week that's kind of like a spot similar to like a... like an Owen and Engine, and he mentioned a spot that kind of reminded him of what's the spot that's got the boutique hotel above it?
Oh, Longman Eagle.
Longman and Eagle. Yeah, he said he was you know, because Quarter spent a lot. Well, they both did. Hobbs and Quarter spent time at Goose Island. They spent a lot of time in the city, so he's pointing out all these stops in around Geneva that remind him of spots in Chicago.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, wow. So getting a chance to, you know, experience that out there this summer is going to be really cool because you know it was a little too cold to walk that day.
Okay.
But their space is maybe a mile from the train.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. So that'd be a nice little nice little excursion if you want to leave the city.
Very nice.
Yeah, about 40 minutes there, 40 minutes
on
back.
On the train?
Yeah, on the metro. Yeah. So it was good stuff, man. Had a great, you know, Thursday night last week.
Right. I also made it to a brewery right off the metro as well. I made it to Beguile.
Oh, right on. they were voted best new brewery by Time Out Chicago last year.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We were shooting a Hopcast up there, so you can look for that episode coming out soon. But that space is really nice. That tap room that they built recently in the last like couple months, it's really nice.
And, yeah.
They have a big garage door that they're going to be opening up in the summer, and you know, it's just a nice place to hang out for a little bit. You can grab your beer to go. I think they're working on maybe getting a license to actually serve beer there, but right now it's just like to-go spot for beer.
Yeah, get your high pressurized growler fills, that kind of thing. Get your beer and then get the hell out of there. Maybe you can drink there?
I don't think you technically can drink kinda it there. Kind of just like you can sample it. It's a tasting room. Kind of like room. What okay. Half Acre had before they opened up the tap room. Got so it's it. Kind of the same idea.
Okay.
It's a little bigger than that, so I think they could have more people hanging out, and if they get the license to just serve beer there, like maybe they'll do like a minimum, like Salmos does, like a 2-drink maximum, I mean.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got a little tour of the brewery. It's nice, so if you can ever make it up there, it's a nice little spot. It's kind of hidden back there in the neighborhood a little bit, but it's good space, and all those guys are really nice up there, and good to see them growing.
There's a lot going on in Ravenswood, man. Mm-hmm. I know, well, Koval's up there, Metropolitan's up there.
Yeah.
So is Beguile. Yeah.
It's not a bad little spot to get your beer if you live up there.
Yeah, totally.
That kind of wraps up the week, I think.
That was quick.
I know. That was fast. I didn't make it to Two Brothers, too, but that was, I got this Monarch that we're drinking and stopped in for a bite. I was out in the suburbs. So always good to stop in there and see what they got.
Now, did you go to the Roundhouse or the other one, the Warrenville
one? The one in Warrenville.
Okay.
I think the food's better at the one in Warrenville.
Yeah.
So. but let's just go right into this week then. We got a busy schedule. Last week was kind of light.
Yeah. I think.
It was heavy on a Wednesday or a Thursday, and this week is there's a lot going on. So
yeah, we got quite a few events coming up here, so we'll jump right into it, man. So on Thursday, March 13th, Lake Effect and Finch, they're both on the northwest side of town. They did a collaboration beer with Hagen's Fish Market. They did a smoked Helles. So they made two versions of this beer, right? So one is basically an imperial version of the other. They're two smoked Helleses. They want you to come out and try both beers, and then help them decide which one they're going to bottle.
Okay. Right?
So they're going to do this at a place called McGill's Bar and Grill. This is on Thursday at 6 p.m., so you can meet everyone who created the beer. You know, the guys from Finch, the guys from Lake Effect. You get to try the beer, and you get to influence, you know, which beer they go forward with.
Oh, nice. Did they have they said, like, how they're different yet?
No, I think, well, there's a little bit of a description. So they smoked the malt themselves at Hagen's Fish Market. And then one is 15% smoked malt. The other one is 7.5% smoked malt.
Okay.
So, yeah, the amount of smokiness, it sounds like it's double in one.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's nice. I don't get to have enough of their beer.
Yeah. It's one of the stops on the tour, on the Brewbus tour. So we go a lot. You know, a lot of their stuff's good, especially their Belgian stuff. Okay. And their stouts are really good, too.
Very nice.
Yeah. And it's nice to see Finch out, man. I haven't heard of a new Finch beer in a long time.
No, yeah. We were just drinking one last week, but that wasn't new, but we were drinking Finch beer.
Yeah.
Then also Thursday is Ale Syndicate, like, one-year party, right? They've now been in the market for 1 year.
Yeah. They were brewing at, I think they were brewing downstate or in Iowa or something.
Yeah, somewhere they were, like, contract.
Yeah, were contracting, yeah. And then they were brewing at Five Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And, now they got their own space.
Right. So. Are they brewing there now?
I don't think it's up yet.
Not yet. It's close.
It's very close. I don't think it's up yet. Yeah. So they're doing something at the Sedgwick stop. If you've ever been to this place, man.
I haven't.
It's right off the brown line, purple line stop right there at Sedgwick and North Ave.
Okay.
So if you're right before you hit Halsted, if you're going west on North Ave, right before you hit Halsted, there's Sedgwick.
Oh, okay.
And their stop's like right there. It's almost hidden. It's right off of Main Street, but it's kind of hidden.
Yeah.
It's right in I guess that's Old Town.
Mm-hmm. It's right like Old Town Poorhouse or what's the yeah. There's a lot of good drinking spots in Old Town.
Yeah, Old Town Social.
Old Town Social. That's what I'm thinking. What, are they going to have all four of their beers on tap, I think it said?
They're going to have four beers on tap, and then it looks like they're having a chili bar, too, and they're going to have some music, and they're going to raffle off some stuff. That's a free event.
Oh, it's free. I think you were paying for your beer, but free chili.
I think free chili.
Free chili.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's going to be cold this week, too.
Yeah, you just buy one beer and get the free chili, but then you're going to just want more beer because you're going to get thirsty.
Yeah, that's running from 6:30 to 10:30. That's on Thursday, March 13th.
Nice.
Yeah. So then Friday, you got Local Option.
Oh, there's always lots of events there.
Yeah. Local Option's doing the Local Option Pie Observance Day. So, okay.
And this is not pie, like eating pie.
Right, not like cherry pie.
Okay, because you mentioned this to me before, and I was like, oh, what is it like? like Maria's Packaged Goods.
Like
got
a pie eating contest?
Yeah. They got the pie place right next door. Like, I didn't know they had pies. How? Why am I not at Local Option more? They have pie and beer?
Those pies next to Maria's are awesome. Yeah. I can't think of the name. It's like Royal something.
No, they have the Royal Pies. That's one of their options. Yeah.
So good, man.
Pleasant House Bakery.
Pleasant House Bakery. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Local.
But that's not what we're talking about.
No,
it's different
this is
kind of pie.
This is PI, like, you know, like the math.
So Pi Day.
Yes, Pi Day. So
314.
314, 14. The event begins at 314 p.m. Yeah, and they're tapping 31 exceptionally rare and hard-to-find beers. The Local Option guys, man, are a unique bunch, to say the least. And, yo, they've got – I'm reading this thing, man. They're up to 8 of their own beers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even drink their beers that often. Like, I see them around all the time. I just, so much other beer to drink. I just don't tend to pick theirs, but it's crazy how many I've seen, and now 8. Nuts.
Yeah. The first beer they had was American Muscle, which was like a 13.5% IPA. Mm-hmm. I think they followed that with Morning Wood, which I think is like a coffee beer.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they've got that plus like 6 more options. I'm looking forward to trying. Allagash has a beer called Yakuza, which is basically like an Imperial Golden Ale that they dry hop with Sriracha and Cascade.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and what I learned about Allagash recently, which I did not know, is that one of the Windy City guys was saying that their markets are all East Coast markets, like except for Chicago and LA.
Uh huh.
I never knew that.
Yeah, so like people, friends come in from Indiana, or I see other people, and they're like, oh, we're from Indiana, what should we drink? Drink Allagash.
Damn.
You can't get it, and Allagash White is just a fantastic beer.
Yeah, enough said. Yeah, no need to elaborate on that. That beer's damn good. Yeah, I never knew that. Yeah, outside of the East Coast, Chicago and L.A., that's the only place you can get it. So that's going to be there. Interested in trying that. Piper's got something new coming out called the Mighty Thor. Kind of wondering what that is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Local Option, they always have a great tap list. So that's going to be Thursday. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Friday.
Friday.
It's Pie Day.
Pie Day. I'm probably going to eat pie that day. Just.
That's March 14th at 3:14 p.m.
Okay. That's fun. Anything on Saturday or what's happened this weekend? Is it St. Patrick's? No, that's next weekend, St. Patrick. No, it's this weekend. Oh, yeah. St. Patrick's Day stuff.
St. Patrick's Day is Monday. Yeah, right. So it's going to be nuts out there. So you guys be careful.
All right. Is this Southside Parade this weekend too?
Yeah, it might be.
Ooh.
It might
be. All right.
Don't be a jerk this weekend.
Right.
All right.
There's going to be a lot of amateurs drinking.
Yeah, it's just totally amateur hours. Yeah.
So any events or is everyone probably kind of focused on St. Patrick's Day stuff, so maybe not a lot of events.
Yeah, it's going to be low key. There is one event we found. There's the good folks at 18th Street Brewing out in Gary, Indiana. They're having their grand opening celebration.
But you've been there. You've drank
Yeah,
there.
I was there on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is their grand opening, apparently, you know. Hmm. So I guess that was maybe the soft open. Everything up to this point was a soft opening.
Okay.
Now this is the grand opening.
Huh.
Yeah. So this is 18th Street out in Gary. They were named by Rate Beer as the best new brewer in Indiana. I think Floyd's was the best overall brewer, like the best brewer, and then 18th Street was the best new brewery. So yeah, they're another one that's right off the train. There's a theme here. Total commuter.
I think this is the train episode, right?
It's great for people like me who don't drive. That's going to change soon. I'm going to get my license tomorrow. Okay. But yeah, but I don't drive. I totally commute. So I'm all about like, hey, look, it's like 2 blocks on the train.
It's better that way. You can't get a DUI. Yeah. You're good.
Yeah. So this is this Saturday, man. It's going to be all day. So they open at noon. They close at like 2 a.m. This is going to run all day. So there's going to be a band. It's a tap room. So they're going to have the guys from Flesh for Food bring out BLTs. They're going to be cooking a lot of food. There's a pizza place across the street from there, too. So they're going to be having raffles and surprises is what it says. And live music.
Surprises.
Surprises.
I think that could be the best thing to put on any event. Like, we got all this and surprises. Not like a surprise guest, just surprises.
Yeah, you know. Maybe a little exclamation point after surprises, you know. And they're like,
what could that be?
Yeah, so that's 18th Street Grand Opening, man. March 15th at noon.
Awesome. Then we got Sunday. I got something on Wednesday of next week.
Mm-hmm.
We got, speaking of Penrose.
Yeah.
We got this tap Tap Town Takeover or Tap Town?
Yeah.
Tap the Town.
Tap the Town.
Tap the Town.
Yeah. That's going to be cool, man. So we were just talking about Penrose, man. I'm really excited about their stuff. I think they're focusing on, you know, Belgian-inspired ales, you know, just really easygoing stuff that goes with food, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The first accounts they ever signed up in the town that they're in, of Geneva, they're going to showcase those. So basically they're tapping like 10 different locations in the town all at once. So the way this works is there's going to be two routes. So there's a brewmaster's route where you can go with Tom Quarter to five spots. And then there's a founder's route where you can go with E. Hobbs to five different spots.
Okay.
Yeah. And it looks like a bar crawl. Looks like you can go up down 3rd Street or State Street. And then, yeah, you're hitting like five locations on each route.
It's not bad.
Yeah. And I was pleasantly surprised when I went to Geneva.
Okay.
Just about how easy it was to get to everything and, you know, how much they love craft and how the beer was flowing like all night long. With spots I've never heard of, so.
Very cool. And this starts at 5 o'clock on March 9th.
Yeah, March 19th.
March 19th, sorry.
Yeah, that's going to go from 5 to 9 on next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one more thing next Wednesday is the good folks at Jerry Sandwiches, the one at Wicker Park.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a Greenbush and Journeyman Distillery dinner.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is a 5-course dinner. Now, get this. So it's 5 courses, but each course is going to rotate. One course, it looks like... maybe I'm reading this wrong, but it says one course is like a beer, and then the next course you get like a cocktail.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be, what day on a Wednesday?
Wednesday. Whew.
That's going to be Wednesday night fun right there,
I don't
man.
Know. What do I got to do? I think I leave for Ireland the next day, so I probably shouldn't go to that event.
That's even more of a reason to go to this event, man. You could just, you know, that flight's going to be good if you go to this. You're going to chill so hard.
Miss it.
Life's gonna be so good, you'll miss it, man. Yeah, so this is an interesting concept, man. You got a brewery pairing with a distillery and for a dinner. That sounds fun. The one that's jumping out at me here is Doom Slayer, which is a Greenbush barrel-aged maple brown ale that they use the Journeyman whiskey barrels to make. So those are $65 tickets. That's next Wednesday, March 19th. That's at Jerry's. Jerry's is in Wicker Park.
Oh, very cool. Not a bad week there. I think you're going to be on the train a lot.
Yeah. Sedgwick Stop, 18th Street.
Penrose. So, sounds like a good week. I think this episode's a little short. I think that's a sign that we need to go to more stuff.
Yeah.
I think we got a few things coming up. I know be an event tomorrow or today if you're listening to it now on Wednesday, and yeah, we got some neat stuff happening, but I think that does it for episode 22. Nick, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Nicosio,
and I'm on Twitter at brad, and you follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. You know, we've been kicking around the idea of like maybe some shirts or something like that, so let us know if you're interested in that. Maybe we'll get an order together and set that up. So just send us a tweet at Chicago Beer Pass. And you can go to the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are there. You can subscribe to the show via iTunes. Leave us a review. That's always helpful. And then we got a Facebook page. We've been posting photos from all the events we go to. It's just a good place to check that out. We post other events that we find that we just don't have time to mention on the show.
True.
There's always a lot, and there's some that like creep into our inbox like, hey, this is tomorrow. We're like, oh, that didn't help anybody. So that's / Chicago Beer Pass. And thanks for listening, everyone.
Cheers.